For betting with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on a Friday. Cofield and Company. Steve Cofield, Adam Hill is the company. So is Chrissy. One of the busiest Fridays we've ever had.
They're all busy.
Seriously, this crew we have now. Young Schwab is out, our intern. Young Howie Schwab.
True.
No Big Mac, but he does a wonderful job.
So no Young Schwab to keep us on course.
Well, we've determined that the intern who we've named Young Schwab is hashtag stick to sports guy.
Yeah.
Because he gives us dirty looks when we start going off the beaten path, as we mostly do on the show. We don't really do 1997 sports talk with debates about Barry Bonds going into the Hall of Fame and what Draymond Green's legacy is going to be.
Yeah.
But Young Schwab loves that stuff. So today, we could be all over the place.
Well, since he's stick to sports, can we just call him Sticky?
No. Okay. Young Schwab's taking off. Okay. Even though that's a reference that maybe people under 30 have no idea who Howie Schwab is.
Well, he didn't.
Stump the Schwab. The research guy.
Young Schwab didn't know who
probably the most famous sports research guy in the history of sports broadcasting.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, the only one known outside of local markets.
I don't know any others.
I don't know. There's some cat who made an appearance during one of the bowl games. He's like 85, but I don't know his name. That's how much I remembered it. I'm sure he did a fine job.
Very memorable fella.
Yeah. So no Young Schwab today. But the point is, there is so much going on today. Don't ever, and I tell you folks this all the time, don't ever let sports talk hosts say, oh, June is terrible. I'm serious. There is a ton going on. We've got a bunch of NFL. Yes, NFL in the 5 o'clock hour. I actually wanted to start with a little bit of a cleanup from yesterday, just for the 11 people who were listening around 5:45. I teased a story with Mike Pereira. Did you see this week? Mike Pereira, the former NFL official, got all pissed off at NFL Network because he was making an appearance at a veterans function in upstate New York, and for some reason, NFL Network pulled the carpet out from under him, and my guess is Pereira felt like he was lied to.
Okay.
He was told by the producers at NFL Network that they didn't have time for it, but I'm thinking that they're a little bit iffy right now on doing anything military or veteran-related just in case, which is pretty horrible, but they did it to themselves, so they deserve this.
Of course.
I mean, by being pansies the last couple of years and not standing up for themselves and the players. And Trump spoke again today. And I'll tell you, Chrissy sent the sound over, and I'm like, I'm not doing it. Well, because I'm not. Here's why I'm not doing it. I'm not playing the game. He is my guy, but it's arbitrarily brought up just to stir the pot. I'm not playing the game.
Well, every time something goes wrong, he's bringing it up to create distraction.
So I'm not. I mean, he's my guy, but I'm not playing the game. It's like there's too much going on a Friday to be doing, and it's an important issue, and in a way, it's like, hey, you know, you probably should talk about it every time it's brought up, but I'm not doing it because this is clearly a troll job. This is, and I think a lot of the cases are troll jobs.
Yeah, I think, like, it's like when my dog, and I'm trying to distract him, I just throw a ball in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what goes on. It's, you guys are talking too much about people getting indicted in Anthem. There, go chase the Anthem. And everybody does it. Everybody runs and chases that Anthem ball.
You got the U.S. Open board up?
I do, but it's very weird.
Tiger, it ain't going to happen.
No, not this year.
It looks like the cut He's going to be 7 over?
He's at 10. Or he finished at 10.
He was 8 yesterday, plus 2 today. Respectable today, but destroyed himself yesterday. And I mean, good news. Spieth, unless he starts playing well, is going home.
Well, he's at 8 now.
Ah, he got back to 8? Come on.
Right now. I don't know.
Golf gods.
Through 15?
Smite this SOB.
Justin Rose, even.
I'm
seeing that.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about Rose. I'm, you know what? I'm concerned about Chuck Hoffman. Charlie's doing well.
Yeah.
But this just ain't going to work, is it?
Well, I'm just doing searches for every guy that you bring up. Right now, even.
Okay.
Is it even? That's good.
And Dustin Johnson went to the clubhouse at
4 under.
Right. And that's one of our guys.
Yeah.
I'll say Hoffman's one of our guys. Really, most UNLV guys are our guys.
But isn't Ian Poulter not your guy?
He's gotten into he's been kind of a wimp sometimes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to tweet, but then he gets it back, and then he's a dish it but can't take a guy.
Yeah.
But you know the cabal of youngins that I'm not real keen on because they've been complaining about fan behavior. It's Spieth and Justin Thomas especially. Justin Thomas was the guy who started this whole thing, who threatened someone that he was going to throw him out because they were rooting against him after he hit a shot, and someone said, you know, get in the trap.
He's 4 over.
He's like, good luck, buddy. See ya. Like, now you're core security.
Yeah, he's at 4.
So he's alive. Damn it.
He's right in it.
But we love Dustin Johnson because he's got flaws. He's like, well, he's been uncovered as an athlete like many other sports. And believe me, all these guys have their warts. Dustin Johnson's had drug problems in the past, and he's got a celebrity wife, and he's a big strapping fella. I know Chrissy's down with that.
Yes.
I don't know if Chrissy's in any golfers. He usually makes it pretty clear who she's down with.
Yeah, he hasn't hit any women or killed any yet. So
yeah,
Chrissy's
so he's not on my list.
Chrissy's not in.
Not weird at all. Not weird at all. So, yeah, we're going to talk about him, even though no one really knows him, and we've just created this character. But during the breaks yesterday, as we were building towards talking in the 5 o'clock hour about the potential super team that the Lakers could put together with PG-13 and LeBron, but before that, trading for Kawhi Leonard. So Kawhi, LeBron, and PG-13. Young Schwab, during the break, is like, the Spurs said they won't trade him to the Lakers. And we were both like, doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter what the Spurs want.
He's got all the leverage.
Because that was another statement. Pop's got the leverage. There is no NBA team or coach or GM or owner that has leverage.
No.
No. It's essentially the smallest roster in terms of impact players. And there's 12 to 14 to 20 that have major impact. And in this case, I mean, we're talking about 3 of the top 15. The teams have no power. No. If someone says they want to go, they go, and they can basically dictate where they go.
Definitely a player-driven league and a player-driven market in that regard. And yes, once a player says, hey, I'm going to this team, or even worse for the team, yeah, you can trade me because I have a year left, but I'm re-signing with this team here, so whoever you trade me to is not really going to give you that much for it.
And it happens all the time. It's happened many times in NBA history.
Yeah, all the time. Every offseason.
I mean, hell, in Laker history, you know, if you go way back, you've had Will Chamberlain to Magic Johnson both say to the owners, hey, I'm done with this coach. It's enough.
Right.
Get out.
Yeah, it's enough.
And we know coaches get fired all the time. How many coaches has LeBron said, let's move on? I think David Blatt is going to be a good coach whenever he gets a job again in the NBA. We know he's a good coach. But LeBron was like, yeah, too much coaching.
Yeah.
And LeBron, this guy's too on the ball. Get him out of here.
When we talk about players with power, LeBron is the ultimate power with a guy who is actually the GM for the team.
So here's Kevin Pelton. We played this audio yesterday, but I thought it was really good. And he's one of the first guys I've seen really start to break down. Are we good on this? You look very confused. Oh, no. Compliments coming out of the gates. Oh, no. 6-14, Lakers super team, 2-4. Oh, no. What do we do, Adam? We're struggling on the U.S. Open scoreboard. Our sound bites aren't there.
We got the scoreboard.
We did get the scoreboard. That came around. I was pleasantly surprised by that. Pleasantly surprised.
It was just a matter of searching.
Well, anyway, Pelton said, hey, Lakers are in great position. They can get PG-13. They can get LeBron in money-wise. And because of the soft cap and the money they have to trade, because we've mentioned this many times over the years, I think the first guy I deemed basically a pile of money on the bench. Because there are certain players, they're just it's like a box of money. And you just trade it from organization to organization. Right. And the Lakers a couple of years ago, remember how horrified we were that they jumped at the chance to sign Mozgov to $64 million, and then they backed it up with a great signing of Luol Deng. So Deng has been on the roster. Now they get to use the box of money known as Luol Deng in a deal to go get somebody. Right? So they've got young guys, they've got picks, and they've got money to match up with the Spurs.
Yeah, the big thing in that scenario is Kawhi would have to go to the Spurs and ask them for a trade, because you would have to make that trade with the Lakers and Spurs before you could go out and sign George and James as free agents. Luol Deng would have to be part of that trade, his salary, and then you'd have to send back, you know, one of the last two number two picks, Brandon Ingram or Lonzo Ball, and then probably some additional young talent like Kyle Kuzma to make a deal work.
So if I'm the Spurs, I want Kuzi or Kylie, as Lonzo calls him. Right. I don't want Lonzo, and you know I'm a Lonzo guy. He's my brother from a different mother and father. I want Ingram in the deal. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Be Kuzma, Ingram in the one. That's what I would ask for.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what I would say. And by the way, while there is, we said yesterday the Spurs don't have leverage, they do have leverage with the Lakers. Because, you know, what we believe is that this is all, you know, setting the table for LeBron and Paul George to come. And the Spurs can say, you know what? We're not just going to let that happen. If you want to make this happen, you're going to give us everything. You're going to back up the truck for us because we're handing you Kawhi Leonard, which is the first step for you getting your super team. And you can do your super team without them, or you can wait a year for it, or you can give up what we want. And it would be, and don't try to pawn off that garbage Lonzo Ball on me. It's Ingram, Kuzma, and the first.
So Pelton was the first guy in this. Now we're seeing Chris Haynes confirming it. Others saying, hey, Camp Kawhi has told the Spurs, or at least media, Lakers are the destination. As you said, he's an IE guy, Inland Empire. Yeah. Went to San Diego State. You know, to the north is Palmdale. It's where Paul George is from. And LeBron, we know, has more houses than many of the Lakers in L.A.
Right. Yes. More of a resident than most of the team.
Here's a little more on the possible trade of Kawhi Leonard to L.A.
Yeah, I mean, it would depend what exactly the Spurs want back in a deal. But, you know, the version of the team I proposed, it was a trade that sent Ball and Kuzma to the Spurs along with Luol Deng. So that would leave them with Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, this year's first-round pick, and then the three superstars that they'd be able to get. And they'd only have the $4.4 million room mid-level exception to add a free agent making more than the minimum. But it puts together a pretty intriguing lineup, especially if they're able to go out and sign Nerlens Noel, who is represented by the same agent as LeBron, has expressed some interest in playing for the Lakers previously. So he'd be a nice fit as a starting center alongside those guys. And you'd have a team that, even though it might not have much depth, it would have a lot of players capable of switching, playing a defense kind of similar to what we saw the Rockets do against the Warriors in this year's conference final.
364-1100, 364-1100. So starters of Ingram, LeBron, Kawhi, PG-13, Nerlens Noel. Can that team, with some sort of bench, beat the Warriors? Should they be favored over the Warriors? 364-1100. On the way back, we'll take your calls. We'll get your reaction. We questioned the defensive capabilities of that ginormous lineup against a team like the Spurs. What do you think? Does that team vault instantly into one of the two or three best teams in the NBA? 364-1100.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, it's Cofield here telling you about LinkedIn and the ability to find qualified job candidates. The right hire can have such an impact on your business, so it's crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting it on job boards, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to linkedin.com/ESPN1100 to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/ESPN1100 for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. Try it. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
License number NSCP 79415.
The least expensive plumber is the one who gets paid twice as much per hour.
What?
Here's why. A $50 an hour plumber would get the job done in 2 hours that would take a $25 an hour plumber 8 hours. Sunny is the least expensive plumbing company because we only hire the best plumbers. They get the job done quickly and they get the job done right. No fuss, no muss, no song and dance. That's the Sunny way. Do you know an excellent plumber we can hire? When you're a Sunny plumber, you get a suite at the Arizona Cardinals games for you and your family, plus family health insurance, 20 paid days off each year, a fun work environment, and we use iPad service tickets, so no handwriting. But the most important thing you get at Sunny is the pride of knowing you're on a team that does things the right way, not the easy way. Oh, and you also get a brand new truck with built-in navigation. Sunny is the company you want to work for, and the Sunny plumber is the plumber you want to hire. Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open Sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
What is certainty? Certainty is the passionate commitment to fulfill every promise. Certainty is 4imprint. A caring, trusted team of promotional product experts, minding every detail to ensure your logo will look perfect on everything from apparel, drinkware to trade show traffic stoppers and hot tech. All delivered on time, every time, with the promise of your satisfaction guaranteed. So, what does certainty bring? Promotional items exceeding expectations. A buzz of excitement for your team and your customers. A pep in your step, a fist pump, a whoop, a tingle, a grin, a laugh. Or even one quiet word that no one will ever hear. Yes! Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. On June 4th, Kristen cleared her free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card to win over $13,000 playing quarter video poker. Make your next 4-of-a-kind worth thousands more by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Draymond Green's jump shot is almost as ugly as his face. Almost. It's a damn good looking jump shot.
Ben Simmons might have the most boring voice I've ever heard.
Stephen A. Smith is what happens when a human tries to be a caps lock button.
Friday, 364-1100, 364-1100. What do you think now that we're in day two of Kawhi talks with the Lakers? 364-1100. I get the feeling that we have to completely rebuild the Laker fan base here in Vegas. You guys are giving up. 5 years is a long time to keep your intensity, which is, yes, I am. It's a dig at you. It is.
Yeah.
There are other cities. Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, I think Knicks fans enjoy the misery, but they still talk Knicks. And this is why the Lakers have to get relevant again. Yeah, sure, they can, with all the rich folks in L.A., the Lakers are still a hot ticket. But in terms of buzz, like, unless they win, people just kind of bail. And now you have a chance to get LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. Is that team... It's certainly in the same stratosphere as the Warriors.
Yeah.
Can that team match up with the Warriors? So again, the lineup could be, according to one of these analytics dudes, Kevin Pelton, at ESPN.com, the lineup could be Brandon Ingram, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Nerlens Noel, a very young bench. I'm guessing with all that money, they'd have to move on Julius Randle, possibly Lonzo Ball, possibly Ingram out. But we'll just go with the team that, hey, this guy said they could trade a pick, Lonzo, and Luol Deng and Kuzi, Kyle Kuzma, and make it work. The bettors here in Vegas, the Lakers, 10 days ago, were 20-1 on pure speculation that just LeBron would be coming, you know, and possibly Paul George. They went down to 12-1 in like 4 days. This is the 2019 title. The Lakers were 12-1 after winning 35 games. Lakers were ahead of, I mean, way ahead of the Cavaliers, who just made the finals, who went from 30-50-1.
Right.
The Lakers went from 12 with this story on Kawhi Leonard, because now Chris Haynes from ESPN's jumping on it saying Kawhi wants to go to L.A. He's tired of San Antonio. He doesn't like the way he's been treated. The Lakers, 2019 title odds, now 6-1
I mean, it tells you a lot about where people think this story is going and how much truth there is to it, which is a lot. Like, they wouldn't be reacting like this if they just thought this was idle speculation and, you know, empty talk of this happening. There's a lot of belief that it's going to happen. Now, we're seeing, of course, other teams jump in the fray now all of a sudden, but I think that could also be the Spurs throwing that out there, trying to drive up the price and get what they want. But there's a lot to this.
Do you like this team, this makeup?
I don't love it, but I mean, it's a huge step in the right direction. When we talked about matchup issues yesterday, certainly. And this is
what are the matchup issues?
Well, there's a lot of size, but it's too much size. There's no, you know, diversity really to the lineup. It's everyone over 6'6". It's which is intriguing. It's going to be a matchup disaster on the, you know, for the offensive end. There, who's going to cover who?
They're going to be they'll be a matchup nightmare for other teams.
Yeah, but
it's
cover.
It's what we're seeing like really take over college basketball, and it certainly has taken over the NBA. Big v small, right? Big versus small. The Warriors started it playing a 6'6 center in Draymond Green. We're going small. You match up with us. Now, they also have a guy who's a power forward, small forward, who's 6'11", and Kevin Durant, which is, you know, interesting. But he's an outside player, right? Then the Rockets reacted by going, all right, we're going to play Capella and then all smalls, you know, or all wings. Philly reacted by going big. Boston has reacted by going with the same game plan, basically. And they might add one big. Horford's a big, but he's really a face-the-basket big.
Yeah.
But they've really gone small by drafting a bunch of small forwards, two guards, and point guards.
Yeah.
And so now the Lakers could go big all over the place. And some of the reaction I got on this team and how they would defend was, hey, Ingram and Kawhi Leonard, they could cover Steph Curry.
Okay. Have fun.
I mean, sometimes.
Cool. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
If Kawhi, if you run a switch and Kawhi's matched up with Curry, you're okay. You're fine. But for 48 minutes, that's a problem.
And the funny thing is, with these super teams, your top seven, that's it. That's your team. There is no bench.
Right.
Unless, you know, you're the Warriors and surprise Ty Lue and he can't react to it. And all of a sudden, JaVale McGee plays and screws up the whole rhythm.
Well, you're already on the assumption that Nerlens Noel will take the $4 million or whatever it is.
I think that was probably a stretch.
I mean, that's got to be wishful thinking at least.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is with that guy. He's got to be a yutz. You know, he's bounced around so much.
Yeah.
And no one's been crazy where, you know, you're seeing, he's not really a scoring post, but 6'10", 6'11", 7 plus dudes getting mega contracts. And no one's been that fired up to have Nerlens Noel. But it's interesting, and it certainly makes the Lakers relevant. And for Laker fans, we haven't heard from you in like 5 years. Seriously. Outside of Laker William and a lot of tweets from top tweeter listener Derek, a few other Lakers fans, you guys, and, you know, I live with a Lakers fan, so she talks about him. But even she admits, you know, it's hard to get fired up every year when it's 21 wins and, you know, the big improvement this year was to 35.
Right.
Because of Lonzo Ball. Not so much. He missed a lot of time. Yeah. 364-1100. Saul wants to check in. Hey, Saul.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What do you think of this, man?
You know, I just think, you know, it's like you said, the last 5 years or so, I mean, as a Lakers fan, you go from, you know, because I called in, you guys have corrected me, and it's like you figure everybody wants to play for the Lakers, you know, and then you realize, hey, we missed out on this guy, So it's kind of like, you know what, let's just wait, and we'll believe it when we see it. But, I mean, as far as, you know, getting LeBron and if we can get Kawhi, I say give him Ball and give him everybody else. But you definitely don't want to give up Ingram or Kuzma because Kuzma, man, he's going to be a good player. And Ingram, he's the next, I think, you know, he reminds me a lot of Durant.
You have to give up one of them, Saul. You have to give up Ingram or Kuzma. What do you do? You pass on Kawhi Leonard?
No, we don't pass on Kawhi, but, gosh, I would have to give up Kuzma. I'd have to give up Kuzma before Ingram. You know, that's just my opinion.
And can this team beat the Warriors?
I think we need another strong piece. Maybe Paul George or somebody decent player that can, you know, get us some minutes defensively, but I think we'll still need at least. I mean, it depends. If we get LeBron, I think we can compete with them. But I definitely think if we don't get LeBron, we just get Kawhi and George. We definitely need another player.
All right, thanks, all.
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Do you believe that Kawhi will Kawhi? Well, he's got. They got to have conversations away from. Well, there's no court now because they're not playing. But like, would Kawhi want to go there without both LeBron and George? Would he go there with just George? I'll tell you that the reason the Lakers are attractive, and this is something that it's important to mention about Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's not a number one. And I don't mean he's not a number one from his abilities on the floor, because he really is a top 10 player, because he can play both ends. And there are so few players who are great defenders and, you know, good offensively. And he's a great rebounder, great offensive rebounder. But he's not a number one because he doesn't want to be the face of a franchise. He's right. Such a quiet dude. I mean, obviously on the floor, and we're asking you guys, how good would this team be, as this ESPN.com dude mentioned, with LeBron, Ingram, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and maybe Nerlens Noel at center? It would be awesome for Kawhi to be in L.A., and he'd never have to talk with LeBron and Paul George around.
Yeah, it's perfect.
He doesn't want to be the guy.
No, it would be perfect for him. But I also think, listen, he's going there to join LeBron and George. I don't know that he'd want to be there. If it's, first of all, you are giving up a lot to get him, but you're giving up a lot to get, you're actually trading for LeBron and Paul George. You're not trading for Kawhi Leonard.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And that's what fans have to get out of their skulls. If it takes Ingram going to get LeBron, George, and Kawhi,
right,
then he has to go.
Of course. But what, when I say that, your fans have to understand that's what you're trading. But also at the same time, like, you're not giving up those guys to get Kawhi, and then you're like, oh wait, LeBron and Paul George aren't coming? Like, you wouldn't make the trade then.
Right. So it's all interconnected.
Right. It has to be. And they have to have assurances, because you can't make that trade if you're not getting those guys.
Ryan is up next on ESPN Las Vegas. Ryan.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
It definitely makes the Lakers relevant, but my big thing is to get Kawhi and to have all the salaries, you know, of George and LeBron all match up, you still have to find a trade partner for Luol Deng.
So Deng would go in that deal. He has to go in that deal because of the money. So he makes like $18 million a year, and I think Kawhi's already at $20 million, because you got to trade even money. Deng is 100% going in the deal with the Spurs.
Right, but so the Spurs, I've always considered the Spurs as a smart team, you know, like they do the right thing. Obviously, maybe with Kawhi, they're not. Are they really going to take that Luol Deng contract and, you know, get, that's, I think he's got, what, 2 years left? I mean, even if you ship, you know, Kawhi to Phoenix, get the number one pick in Booker, you know, and maybe Phoenix doesn't do that because they don't want to rent Kawhi for a year. But, I mean, there's better options than trading with the Lakers, isn't there?
Right,
even the Clippers?
No, but no team is going to do that, knowing that Kawhi is just going to go sign with the Lakers.
Hey, you just said it. If Kawhi Leonard says, I'm only going to sign with the Lakers, no one's going to trade anything for a rent-a-player.
I mean, you see these teams do dumb things.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're,
I
right. OKC did it last year with Paul George. I still don't know
exactly
why they did it.
Exactly. And that's my next point. You see Paul George do it. I mean, maybe Paul George stays. Maybe he goes to L.A. But, I mean, you see these teams. I mean, look at Brooklyn. The trade the Lakers made with Brooklyn. They took the Timothy Mozgov contract.
Well,
teams do crazy stuff.
But they took Mozgov to get D'Angelo Russell, who they wanted to roll the dice on because he's a former top five pick, and they don't have a first rounder until 2090, which
and
is actually accurate.
Question,
they got the pick back coming up.
Last question for you guys. With the Lakers over the past few years, with the draft picks, Ball, Ingram, you know, Randall and Russell, do you guys think that they botched the draft?
Yes.
Every year.
Well, not every year. I think Ingram was a good pick.
Randall, and they're not even going to re-sign him.
Well, but I don't think they botched that one. I think the deal with Randall, and we appreciate the call, thank you. Randall's just going to be an unfortunate victim of big money coming in. Someone's going to sign Randall to a nice contract. I mean, I think, was he the sixth or seventh pick? Whatever he was, the seventh pick. They got good value on that. I mean, he was hurt to, you know, begin his career. He snaps his leg right off the bat. Listen, I mean, I didn't say it, so I was the number one Lonzo Ball cheerleader out there. We'll see who turns out to be the best player from this last draft. I think it's going to be Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
you know, Dennis Smith has a lot of upside, and obviously the highest scoring rookie was Donovan Mitchell, but I didn't hear a lot of people saying that he should be a top five guy.
No.
And, you know, the Russell year, bad luck, really, right? Bad luck that the Wolves nailed it and the Lakers didn't get the number one pick, and Karl-Anthony Towns is awesome.
Yeah.
But I will say that year, well, that's another one I got wrong. You know what? I didn't like D'Angelo Russell. I didn't like it from the beginning. I don't think he's a point guard. The guy I liked was Moutier, and he's taken forever to develop.
Yeah, I thought he would be a really good player,
and
too.
And I can't go back on the, I think it's the Russell year that Devin Booker went. But again, that was no one, as Devin Booker slipped into the second 10, no, there was no one who's like, boy, the whole NBA blew this. He should have been a top three pick.
Right.
And right. Clearly, he should have been.
Yeah, but nobody was thinking that.
We can't do revisionist history. I'll do it every, yeah, I'm not. I'll go back and draft and say, hey, I knew this. I mean, we did. In another situation, there is no one who was more anti Jahlil Okafor, and he wound up landing with the Sixers, than this show. We started telling you from freaking November of the college basketball season.
Yeah, you would have thought we were just the anti Okafor show. We could have changed the name for a while.
Well, we started the debate where it's like Karl-Anthony Towns is so far ahead of Okafor, and people are like, nope, no way, where are you getting that from? Yeah, we were right. We were right. Back to the phones here in a second. 364-1100, 364-1100. Be patient. Lakers fans actually have something to talk about. Kawhi Leonard, we're hearing, you know, from reports that he wants to go to the Lakers. He's done with the Spurs, and now the Lakers could be in the driver's seat to put together a freaking super team, bringing on board Paul George, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at BadgeOnBoard.com.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Boy, I can only imagine what a guy like Greg Popovich is thinking right now. With all these rumors about Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he's thinking, I just got another, 2 years to get through, and then I'm done.
Pretty much. I mean, those are the reports. And that's also a contributing factor. That Pop sounds like he's not going to coach in the NBA past the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah.
So why would Kawhi Leonard put his trust in the Spurs then?
And also, it's also interesting what the organization does as far as making trades. Like, you're trading for future guys, you're rebuilding, and you're going to have him rebuild the last 2 years of his time there?
Great
point.
Is
that what he wants to do?
Great point. Dave is up next with us on the Lakers possibly putting together this super team. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on?
What do you think of this?
I mean, is there a way to get Chris Paul in the mix over Paul George? I mean, he played with Anthony and Westbrook. He just didn't really show much to me, so I don't know if they... I'd rather just keep Paul George out of the equation and see if you can get Chris Paul instead.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I have some doubts about Paul George, and from a positional match, you're right. CP3 would be a much better positional match to what they need.
I mean, how much can you trust CP3 to stay healthy, and you're already worried about depth?
That's a factor.
You have no depth. You have to have everybody on the court and healthy.
Do you have no worries about Paul George at all? You just think that was the byproduct of playing with Westbrook?
Yeah, I think Paul George is awesome.
I think he is too.
And I think he'd be. I think first of all, he already wanted to be somewhere else this year. They put him in a rental player spot,
yeah,
which I don't think he wanted. And you know, I think he'll be much happier in LA, and he'll be on a team that he wants to be playing with guys he wants to play with.
That's a good debate. CP3 or Paul George?
Well, I think it's more about fit and where you know.
It's also contract. If Chris Paul really wants a 5-year deal with as brittle as he is at 33 years old, I don't know that I can do that.
I wouldn't.
Of course. Yeah, I don't like the name Paul George for Northeast accent.
Paul George?
Yeah. I could slip into that Uber and Paul George real easily.
It happens.
Driver, this Uber.
Paul George. There's a debate there, though.
Yeah, I think there certainly is. But I to me, it's Paul George. That's the way it's going. I don't think there's much debate to me.
Yeah.
But I understand what the debate would be.
364-1100, 364-1100. Corey is up next with Stephen Adam. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
My whole thing about these free agents, like a guy like me, I watch the Lakers. I watch them through the bad times.
Yeah.
Like the Chris Kamens and things like that.
Caveman.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to see the roster get gutted if this does happen, especially with all these young players that a lot of fans got emotionally invested in. And, I mean, when was the last time a Laker team won a championship without a guy that was drafted as being one of the lead players? I think that's another thing that can factor into it. Me, personally, I want to see these young guys develop and see what they could turn into. I don't want to see the team gutted and, you know, buying guys late in their career like, what, CP3. I know LeBron, he's getting up there in age, and Kawhi Leonard. I think it's probably like a lot of wasted time with this the tanking season that we had.
I understand the emotion, but do you think that team would develop to the point where they can contend, the team that they have now?
I mean, how many more years do the Warriors have? Wow. They have at least 4 more years of being the favorites to win the championship. And
I would say
enough.
Here's the Corey. I would say safely they have 1 more year, and then I do believe that Draymond Green is probably going to walk after that for a bigger deal. Now, that doesn't mean if they have Klay Thompson and Durant and Curry, they're not going to be awesome, but the gap between the Warriors and the rest of the league, it seems gigantic right now, but it could be closed sooner than you think.
I understand that. That is true, but again, you're banking on something happening in the future of Draymond walking, and we don't know if that's going to happen. We know he loves being in up in the Bay Area. He loves that team. I think he might be a Warrior lifer, but
Corey, let me ask you this, because I'm surprised we haven't got a call along these lines. I hear from more than a few Lakers fans who say, I've never liked LeBron, I don't like LeBron, we don't want him.
Right, that's the Kobe stuff. That's from the media hyping LeBron up and saying he's the king of basketball. I think a lot of people are really attached to Kobe. I was one of those guys before, but LeBron grew on me. I mean, I'm glad I was able to realize that and appreciate his game, what he's done so far in his career, and I was able to see this tail end of it and really cheer him on and root for him, because he's one of the best to ever play. But like I said, I just don't want to see the roster gutted. Like, I don't want to see Lonzo gone. I don't want to see B.I. gone. I don't want to see Kuzma gone. These guys are they're Lakers, and these other guys, LeBron, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they're not Lakers. That's just how I look at it.
All right, Corey. I think he's in the minority.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't think it's a tiny, tiny minority. I think there are people out there who want to have a homegrown team. It's just not really the way you can do it in the NBA anymore.
Yeah, it's
the Warriors are not. The Warriors are mostly homegrown, but I mean the thing that has put them over the top to be a ridiculous juggernaut is Durant,
and that's what made other teams chase that level. Like I get it. I can understand if I was a Lakers fan, I would be like, man, we drafted all these young guys. I want to see how far they go. I don't know that it's ever going to happen, and if it does, how long is it going to be?
It would be real nice. We were talking about the draft earlier. If you had gotten, we'll say Ingram, that was a solid pick. But if you had, and they didn't have a chance at Towns, but maybe they got lucky, right? If they had Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Brandon Ingram, and they just got Jason Tatum, then yeah, let's move forward with it. Because that's, you know what?
See how far we can take
that's
this.
What the Celtics have done. The Celtics totally nailed it with Brown and Tatum. And a depth guy in Terry Rozier. You just haven't drafted well enough.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, in L.A., with Magic now as part of the organization, I was going to say Jeannie's no, you know, young pup anymore. Not that she's going to die. But this is what they were aiming towards. It's also why they hired an agent turned GM.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is also why this is all happening. Not only is Magic a role model for NBA players and a guy like LeBron who wants to be a billionaire, you know, and have entertainment or successful business career down the road, but the Pelinka hire was, I guess I can say it after all this comes down, that was strategic. The guy who's dealt with the other side, because he was an agent, you know, and now he can speak the same lingo and not screw it up. It's not this adversarial nonsense that you heard about with Phil Jackson, who's running an organization, and all you hear about Jackson is, well, he hates agents and he barely talks to them and, you know, won't schmooze them the rest of the year. Like, that ain't going to work. You got to kiss their ass a little bit.
Kind of part of the job.
Yeah, network.
It's kind of part of the job. Yeah, you gotta do that part of things. And Pelinka is great at that, and that's why he's there. And you're right. And he also understands, you know, what players want, because he's been on that side. Like, he knows how to work all sides of the table. That's why he's in that role, and that's why they're on the verge of having a huge success in this offseason.
One more thing on caller Ryan's point. I think it was Ryan who said the Spurs have to get a better deal. One, this is Kawhi Leonard going to the Lakers. If they get Brandon Ingram and Kuzma and a pick and Deng, that's a nice deal for Kawhi Leonard.
Of course,
I'll take
is.
That as you know, as I'm trying to build back up from, you know, a mid 30 win team, say, you know, back to a 50 win team. That's good. And but the other part of the comments that you're making about, hey, they can always find a better deal. They're not if Kawhi Leonard says he's going to the Lakers, it becomes next to impossible. There's no one as dumb as OKC. And you also have to realize, and the OKC reference is Paul George as a rental player going for Oladipo and Sabonis was ridiculous. The other thing you have to realize is the Sun, because he mentioned the Suns. Like, oh, get the number one pick and Devin Booker. The Suns are a 20-win team. The right. Thunder were a 50-win team that wanted to get another star for Westbrook. They're in different. Their goals are just different to where they are as an organization. They're in different places.
The Suns would not rent a player. Like, what, to go to 34 wins and still miss the playoffs, and then you still lose them, and then now you also traded a pick and a young player? Doesn't make any sense. Now, Boston is intriguing.
Yes.
Like, if Boston's in it, then you're looking at it and saying, okay.
And that is the competition. Boston already tried in February to trade for Kawhi Leonard, and this is why, unlike the Lakers have hit a couple of times in the draft. Kuzma was a great pick this last draft, right? But the Lakers haven't consistently nailed all of their top 10 picks. The Celtics have such a bounty of players that could go in a deal to the Spurs. They already tried once. Believe me, they'll be in it for Kawhi Leonard.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Drink your coffee, have your breakfast, and start your day with Wake Up with the CW.
Traffic and weather together.
Every 10 minutes on Wake Up with the CW.
Weekdays at 7 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
When you're in a car wreck, it seems like the whole world is crashing down all around you. When this happens, you need someone who can help put the pieces of your life back together again. I'm Glenn Lerner. In my office, we deal with car wrecks every day. I have a team of professionals ready to work on your case the moment you call. In a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. I'm attorney Glenn Lerner.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
How many times a day can you fuel up and go with better-for-you options at CVS Pharmacy? Let's find out. It's 8 a.m. and you're leaving the gym. You head to CVS to refuel and boom, 99-cent vitamin water. That afternoon, the slump hits. Vending machine? Nope, CVS, where boom. Belvita bars, 2 for $6. Finally, it's 5 p.m., so you hit CVS before the commute and boom, Pure Leaf Tea, 2 for $3. Stop by CVS Pharmacy and fuel up and go on smarter snacking and beverage options. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and two 51s reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51s Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
We got racing. We got the World Cup starting in 25 minutes. Baseball's in full swing. The U.S. Golf Open starts today. And we got a lot of good times ahead. So I've said that I'm going to place two $20 bets. I'm going to walk back and make those two bets, the first two legal sports bets in the history of the state. I'm betting $20 on Germany to win the World Cup and $20 on the New Jersey Devils to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Let's go.
Would there have been anything wrong if the governor of New Jersey was like, I'm putting a dime on this, another $1,000 on this?
Would there have been something wrong with it?
Would that have been frowned upon? I don't...
Not to me.
All right. Can I tell you the best part of hearing that as they were opening up Monmouth Park in New Jersey for live sports betting is that
The background voices of all your old friends.
The guy who wanted all the glory and the glamour out of this doesn't get to enjoy it.
Who, Christy?
Yep.
That's great.
Big Chris is out.
That's awesome.
So great. Well, Patrick Everson is on the road, covers.com. He's a regular part of the LE Sportsline crew, and he gives us a couple minutes here. What's up, Patrick?
Not a lot. Thanks for having me on tonight, guys.
How awesome is it to tour one of, if not the most beautiful state in the country?
Honestly, I have enjoyed it immensely.
Exactly.
It's been a really fun last couple of days.
Yes.
It's been really nice. I mean, the weather's been great. There's plenty of green. It's been really good, and the people have been awesome, too.
I'm following your coverage. It's been terrific, but I do have a story idea for you if you want to ask around. there's a famous guy that used to spoon soup at the snack bar there. I would love to know if there's some of the old-timers remember Steve Cofield dishing them soup back in the day.
Back at the snack bar, back like in the simulcast area? Is that what you're talking about?
Probably? No, they have obviously there's concession stands all over Monmouth Park. So I worked at Monmouth Park in the late 80s, early 90s in a variety of roles for the concessions company. So
understood.
So I love that place.
I'll ask around. There's definitely plenty of old guys floating around here.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the old guys I serve soup to, I think, probably gone bye-bye. So tell people what Monmouth Park is like and what the day before and then the first day of betting was like.
Oh, man. I thought it was outstanding. Look, the sports book, technically, what is the sports book here? There's a long row of windows, about 15 windows or so, and it's in like the main concourse as you enter the racetrack. That's the best way I can describe it. I'm probably not using the right descriptive terms here, Steve, Adam, but as you go in, it's like right there. And like I said, there's about 15 windows or so, and yesterday morning there were news crews, all the New York City news crews were down here. There were cameras all over the place, all these signatories. I heard that little clip you played from the governor a bit ago, and I do think it would have been awesome. He would have said, I'll put the dime on Germany and another dime on the Devils.
Yep.
And it was kind of funny, because down in Atlantic City, Dr. J puts down a $5 bet on the Eagles. Well, one of the state senators then threw $200 on something else, so that might tell you something there. But anyway, the vibe here was great. I mean, literally, there were several hundred people waiting for the governor to finish his remarks, make his bet so that everybody else could start betting. It was a throng of people, and they were excited and having a good time. And then, you know, some of them hung around in there just kind of get the scene, you know, get the feel of the sports book and how you bet and looking at cheats and everything. But then most of them gravitated to the adjacent race and sports bar, which is where I'm sitting right now. And this is great. TV's all over the place. High top tables, coffee tables, a big semicircle bar in the middle of the room. They got six betting kiosks in here, too. It's a really long bar room, and it's fun. It's a really good atmosphere. So I'm eager for baseball to get started tonight and see how it goes.
Did you get to talk to people about what that track, because this is really what tracks all over the Northeast have been like recently. Did you get to talk to anyone about what Monmouth Park has been like, say, the last 5 years or so? Because I'm going, when I worked there, we're going back, like, you know, I just said it, 30 years. They used to do, if I'm correct, I think it was 6 days a week of horse racing from Memorial Day already all the way through Labor Day. Like, aren't the horses down to, like, 2 or 3 days a week now?
Yeah. In fact, this weekend, I think they're only, and I'm not sure if they're running Monday. They're running Saturday and Sunday. They're running tomorrow and Sunday. And they're expecting great turnout. But to your point, I was talking about this with Dennis Drazen extensively. He's the CEO of Darby Development, which operates Monmouth. And he said, listen, we're looking at, I think their meet is supposed to end after Labor Day weekend, normally. So just ahead of NFL. He's like, hey, we're looking at adding days. We want to add days right up until like mid-October to have more days, especially weekend days, where you can draw an NFL and college football crowd out here and the horse race as well. So they're actually, after declining down to 2-3 days a week, now they're looking at trying to find ways to extend their meet a little bit, add to, you know, make longer weekends and maybe even add some days beyond what would be the normal meet here. So they're pretty excited about that prospect as well.
And overall, it'll be open year-round, and they're open pretty late, right? Don't they go pretty late on the weekends?
Yes. Yes, they will go tonight, and Friday night, Saturday night, they'll go till 2 a.m., and Sunday night, they'll go till 1 a.m., and then every other night, I think it's 11 a.m., Monday through Thursday. So yeah. They'll be pretty late, and obviously, they'll need to be, and they'll be opening pretty early on Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well, especially Saturday, Sunday, when you got football rolling around. You're going to want to get bettors in here rolling as early as you can. So even though it is the East Coast, and they got, you know, 3 more hours there, the beauty of the West Coast, man. 10 o'clock football, there's nothing like it.
Right? I know, you get the reminder when you hit the road. And just to describe that area, that is an area in Oceanport where Monmouth Park is. I mean, they roll up the sidewalks early, early, early. I mean, to go to 2 o'clock in the morning is unheard of. So that's going to change the crowd there and the business around there and the Fortune 4 businesses around there. Did you go down to Atlantic City? You were down at the Borgata?
I did. I went there late yesterday afternoon and spent pretty much most of the evening there and then drove back this way late last night.
So what was that like?
That was good, too. I talked to a couple of guys who were there at the beginning of the day when Dr. J made his bet, and these guys were, like, first in line right after him, first of the public bettors that get in and get their wagers down. And they said they saw video and such of a mom, and they're like, man, it was nothing like that. But they did say it was a good turnout, and there was a steady line all day and a steady amount of interest all day from people, you know, just curiosity seekers and that sort of thing. And they relayed kind of a funny anecdote. They're like, hey, there are a bunch of old guys in here, and they didn't know what was going on. It was like they're looking at the betting boards, and it reads like a foreign language to them. But a couple of old guys asked them, hey, what are you guys betting on? They said, well, we got Mets Giants Marlins over, and I think that was a 16-inning game. And by the end of the game, these old men in their betting ponies were just cheering right along with them. They were having a ball.
Yeah.
So
good.
It was pretty interesting.
I know they've been, you know, expecting this for a while and kind of preparing for it, but you know, they did kind of, it was a decision made, and then they're open just a couple of weeks later. So what do the books look like? Are they what we think of as a sports book here in town, or is it just like a kiosk with some betting and there's maybe a TV in the corner?
Well, at Monmouth, they've got that big row of windows in the main concourse, and a bunch of betting boards that rotate above every 3 or 4 windows. There's a betting board above them, and it just rotates. It scrolls through all the stuff that they're offering, most of the stuff that they're offering. And then they've got TVs all along there too, so you can actually watch some stuff. But you got to stand up in there. There's no seating in there.
Right.
Just this big concrete concourse area. So that's not really anything like a sports book at all, except that the vibe was a lot like a very like an NFL Sunday yesterday morning. It's great. Just people everywhere and over fifth betting their money. So the race and sports bar is more like kind of the sports book feel. And like I said, I'm standing in it right now. And Steve, you even alluded to this. It's gonna go late. You're gonna get a different crowd in here. It's a young vibe in here. There's a lot of young. I got a lot of guys a lot younger than me in here slamming beers already. The bar is pretty full. It's still an hour until baseball games start. But this has got a, you know, in here it's got a good sports bookie feel, even though and the three windows on each side of the bar, and the space is probably 60-70 yards long. It's a little narrow. It's not really narrow. I mean, you can move around really good, but it's like 60-70 yards long and plenty of seats, and it's definitely got a sports book vibe in there, no question.
Patrick Everson on the ground in New Jersey, where they opened up sports betting this week. Atlantic City at the Borgata, that's connected with MGM. William Hill is working with Monmouth Park, one of the racetracks. By football season, what's the landscape going to look like? They've got the Meadowlands where they can do sports betting. They've got more of the properties in Atlantic City. How many different bookmakers are going to be tied into these places?
Well, you know, obviously William Hill right now, and William Hill will be, and then you've got the Borgata. And Adam, just to jump back to your last point real quick, I know you guys are probably on a hard out here, but that was more like a regular sports book.